The president pushes back on polls.
Firing members of his polling team.
A child steals a doll and police point their guns.
This is not the type of behavior you should see from a Phoenix police officer, period.
Legalized pot and the effect on teens.
Vomiting, paranoia, psychosis.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Newly leaked polls show President Trump has a lot of work to do to fend off a potential election challenge from a top hopeful. Numbers from Mr. Trump's own campaign show Joe Biden in the lead in several key states. Live to the White House and correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In an interview taped last week, the president told ABC he simply doesn't believe polls taken by his own campaign, showing him trailing the Democratic frontrunner in a number of states he won in 2016, including Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
Those polls don't exist.
Not only do they exist, the president's campaign has now fired several pollsters believed to be responsible for leaking that data. The man who directed the survey and is still working for the Trump campaign tells CBS News the numbers are 3 months old and, quote, represent a worst-case scenario in the most unfavorable turnout model possible. He also claims when voters are informed about a Democratic candidate's positions, well, then Mr. Trump ends up leading the defined candidate. The president formally kicks off his reelection effort tomorrow with a rally in Florida. The internal poll from March showed Joe Biden leading him there in Florida by 7 points. Deborah?
The Pentagon is planning to release photos it says prove Iran was behind the attacks on two oil tankers near the Persian Gulf last week. Correspondent David Martin.
U.S. officials say the photos will show remnants of one of those mines they believe was planted on these tankers by the Iranian Navy. The Pentagon plans to use these photos to persuade still skeptical allies to join the Trump administration's campaign of maximum pressure against Iran.
Iran has just announced plans to enrich more uranium. That would be a violation of the 2015 nuclear deal the U.S. withdrew from last year. A high school graduation party turned deadly in Philadelphia last night. Police Commissioner Richard Ross.
People were probably clustered close together because it appears as though the shooter or shooters struck, you know, at least one person with every round.
One adult was killed, at least 7 people wounded, several of them teenagers. No one has been arrested. A family in Phoenix plans to file a $10 million lawsuit over an incident that began with a little girl who took a doll from a store. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
Cell phone video from May 27th shows officers with their guns drawn, verbally threatening them repeatedly in front of their two young children.
I'm not able to sleep. I keep having pictures of guns pointed at my face.
Drayvon Ames and his pregnant fiance, Aisha Harper, say they are still shaken.
I was injured a lot mentally and physically.
Police were responding to a shoplifting incident. The parents' 4-year-old daughter took a doll from a dollar store nearby, but police say Drayvon Ames also stole a pair of underwear, was driving with a suspended license, and refused their commands to pull over several times, all of which he denies. Reverend Jared Maupin is a civil rights activist in Phoenix.
I don't care if they stole every damn doll from the dollar store. What you see on that tape, you cannot justify.
Phoenix's police chief Jerry Williams apologized to Ames and Harper.
This incident is not representative of the majority of Phoenix police officers who serve this city.
We're starting to see the impact of legalized recreational pot on teenagers. The details live from correspondent Vicky Barker.
Cyclical vomiting syndrome, paranoia, psychosis. In Colorado, underage kids presenting acute cannabis-related symptoms like these jumped nearly fivefold after legalization. In another early adopter, Washington State, 20% of eighth graders polled believe regular marijuana use is safe. Parents are learning the hard way that the mild stuff they may have smoked as teens has been replaced by products so strong they can damage developing brains. Deborah?
The political crisis deepens in Hong Kong. Protesters have flooded the streets again over fears of Chinese control. CBS's Remy Innocencio is there.
People were chanting 3 major demands. 1, to revoke controversial extradition legislation. 2, to release student protesters who were jailed in the past week. And 3, for the resignation of their own chief executive, Carrie Lam, who was appointed by Beijing.
Summer vacation time's almost here. CBS's Peter King begins our week-long Travel Smart series.
A TSA app to track wait times for security isn't always helpful. CBS News senior travel advisor Peter Greenberg.
I waited 11 minutes to get to the agent and another 17 minutes to get through security. And yet the TSA would tell you I only waited 11 minutes.
But the TSA's Sari Koshet says it's hard to predict screening times because of things like people who bring prohibited items.
They've now slowed down that line for everybody behind them.
She says TSA pre-check is always faster. Greenberg says for the regular line, multiply the TSA wait time by 2.5. Peter King, CBS News at Orlando International Airport.
A 35-year-old golfer from Topeka, Kansas, scores big on the links.
It was the moment Gary Woodland had been waiting for years.
Got it!
The call on Fox Sports as Woodland sank a long putt on the 18th hole to win the U.S. Open. At 35 years of age, his first major championship, he says he was always confident this would happen.
No matter what I've done, from when I was a young kid, I always believed I'd be successful.
Three strokes back in second place was Brooks Koepka, who was trying to win his third straight U.S. Open. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the U.S. Open in Pebble Beach, California.
It was 25 years ago today.
Mr. Simpson is a fugitive of justice right now.
O.J. Simpson, wanted in the murder of his ex-wife and her friend, got into his white Ford Bronco and led police on a slow-moving chase that had viewers glued to their TV sets.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we are okay, but you got to tell the police to just back off. He's still alive, and he got a gun to his head.
Simpson eventually surrendered. Americans stayed tuned for the trial of the century. OJ was acquitted, but held liable in a civil trial. Marine life experts keeping a close eye on a stranded humpback whale in Northern California.
She's nicknamed Allie. The San Francisco Chronicle reports she's been in the waters near Alameda for 2 weeks. Officials at the Marine Mammal Center near San Francisco say it's an adult female in poor health. It's not unusual for humpbacks to feed near the Golden Gate Bridge. It is unusual for them to travel deep into the bay. Biologists believe Allie is searching for shelter from the harsh open ocean. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
Bill Cosby tweeted Father's Day greetings from his prison cell.
Hey, hey, hey!
He used his signature Fat Albert shout-out to call on men to renew an oath to fulfill their purpose of strengthening families and communities. One comment asks, you really can't read a room, can you? And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.